Purim Sameach to everyone. I think the idea that I'm standing up here dressed as a Care Bear trying to talk to you about something serious for a moment, maybe itself is the point. People have been asking the question a little bit over the last day or so as to how we should celebrate Purim during a war. And I said, what do you mean? We already know how to celebrate Purim during war. We did it for 2 years already. But I think that it's an important point. And that is that Am Yisrael right now is in danger. Unfortunately, we know that there are Jews who have lost their lives the last few days. And we mourn that loss. And we're not out of the woods yet. And at the same time, I think that's different from the Purim that we experienced the last two times during war, is that it's a different type of war. I heard yesterday Rabbi Michael Talbis, Rosh Hashiva in YU, rabbi here in Teaneck, said a very, very important point. He said, we say in the Megillah, we're going to read in a few minutes, like, Yehudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sosam v'ikar. The Jews were ecstatic, so happy. And if I ask you at what point in the Purim story did that happen, you'd say, what do you mean? It's after they won. And the answer is, it's not correct. That line in the Megillah comes after the Jewish people are given the opportunity by Achashverosh to defend ourselves. And we knew now we weren't just lame ducks. We could fight back against Amalek, against our enemies. And the sense of having that opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that chance itself brings a tremendous amount of simcha and hakaras hatov to Hashem. I was talking to my brother today, and I said, we're actually having Purim on Purim right now. The Jewish people are fighting the people in Persia who've declared out loud over and over that they want to destroy us. Lahashmig v'laharug v'la'abed is kol Yehudim mitaf nashim. Narva sakein. That's what they've been saying for decades. And there's a non-Jewish king, president, who said, let's go get him. And joined with us to do that. It's a tremendous nace. The success that we're having right now is a tremendous nace. It's not over, don't get me wrong. I mean, who knows what's going to be. But the opportunity on Purim is not just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say it every time. It's happening right now in front of our eyes. Mamish. So yes, on the one hand, we're nervous. And we're going to dive in just a moment. We're going to say Tehillim. We're going to say a tefillah for Tzahal. And then we're going to read the Megillah. And we're going to have Purim, like we always have Purim. I'll encourage you to do one other thing. One other thing. Chazal tells us, Chassam Sofer writes, many other write, about the power of tefillah on Purim. Purim was a day when Am Yisrael got together and davened. We spoke about it a little bit on Shabbos. It was the tefillos that Klal Yisrael davened together as one for each other that led to our Yeshua on Purim. So if you're thinking of one maybe special, different thing to do this year on Purim, I encourage you, before you sit down in your Purim studio, this Purim, to take 2 minutes with everyone around the table to say Tehillim for 2 minutes and daven for somebody else. Daven for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, daven for other families, daven for the people. Maybe talk about the things you're davening for someone else. Because the power of tefillah for someone else on Purim is an incredibly powerful tefillah. Esther said, Sumu alai, daven for me, and I'll daven for you. And that was it. That was all Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to see. Yes, it's a little bit of a stressful, difficult Purim. At the same time, this is a Purim unlike, I think, any Purim in the history of Klal Yisrael. When Purim is coming back, but now we have the power to fight back. Have a Kodesh Baruch Hu leading the way. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be successful. I ask everyone, please.